Good morning, I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It is presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy. And hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. And I want to welcome you to the show. We are here live on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia, and we are live on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. All right, hey, let's talk a little bit about Russian trade status. So we all know that Russia invaded Ukraine. The U.S. wants to cancel Russia as a most favored nation. So this is what's really going on. I realize you have never heard this expression or label before, so let me explain what it really means. A nation with the status most favored trade nation simply means that any tariffs for trade are equal in both countries. So if one nation, for example, trades clothing with a 15% tariff, then the returning nation can only charge a 15% tariff for that same category. So while all the news outlets yesterday were saying that you won't be able to buy Russian diamonds, Russian seafood, and Russian vodka from Russia, that isn't exactly true. You know, I love it how people take a small piece of information and make it bigger, and that's what, basically, maybe we should have Kamala Harris describe that. Also, in order to change the trade status, it will take a vote of Congress. Now, I will tell you that the House is going to take that up next week, says DeWitt Pelosi. But I realize we do want to punish Russia, but seriously, is this going to work? All we're doing and saying is, yes, you can import goods from Russia, but you have to pay a higher tariff rate. The other option, which is what they really should do, or maybe consider doing, is to ban all goods from Russia, period. Once again, this is going to be a punishment to our country. So even Elon Musk's companies, you know, such as Tesla and SpaceX, have been buying aluminum from Russia for many years, and the tariffs will add to the price of manufacturing the cars, but an all-out shutoff of aluminum flowing into the country may cause delays in manufacturing for Tesla and other companies. So this could be a problem. Think about this, right? We have so many people that need aluminum, we just can't supply it all. That might be a boost for Alcoa, by the way. So if this does happen, look for Alcoa stock to go up. So it seems that oil prices are rising again, only this time I'm skeptical as to the reason for the rise. I've often said that the news circulating around finances in the stock market is very manipulative, and the reports I'm reading about the reasons oil prices are rising have me a bit suspicious. Oil jumped this morning to a high of about 111, and it's still short, by the way, of the almost $130 a barrel about 2 weeks ago when the war started. And we know that U.S. has declared that they won't be buying oil from Russia during this confrontation. However, we've also discovered that only 7.9% of our oil comes from Russia anyway. So we saw oil prices drop last week to below 100. So what's going on? To me, you ready? It looks like another Dr. Fauci incident. No, not the real Dr. Fauci, but someone at the International Energy Agency is claiming we should all work from home and lower speed limits because the oil supply may run low. Yep, this is all about another fearmonger trying to become famous, or at least it looks that way to me. This announcement by the IEA is causing the fear that is making the oil prices going up. Here we go again. I would someone find these people and put a mask on them, please? Just put a mask on them, or maybe even a pillow over their face, a muzzle, anything that will shut these fear mongers up. So anyway, expect gas prices to push up slightly until the world realizes that this isn't a real problem. It's just a made-up problem so these people can maybe get rich or famous. It's absolutely ridiculous. My name is Larry Steinhaus. I'm the host of Money Chat Now, and I'm also the CEO of Investor Schooling. I look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow. Have a profitable day.